الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers, views of Madani Channel. Once again we say marhaba. Welcome to our silsila, the call towards righteousness, invitation towards goodness. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, on the last previous two silsilas we covered some beautiful aspects. The first one about the maqsad, and the second silsila about forming a group of people towards righteousness, making a group, forming a group of people and inviting people towards goodness. So inshallah, today also we're going to cover some different aspects of Neki Ki Dawat. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat mentions in his famous book Faizan al-Sunnat, chapter of Faizan al-Durur al-Salam, that Madani Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if a person recites 50 times Durud-e Pak daily, Aqa sallallahu ta'ala says that I will shake hands with him on the day of Qiyamah. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about shaking the hands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's beloved Habib alayhi salatu salam, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. What an honor it will be in the dunya when you get an offer to shake the hand of a special person, of our peace, of our spiritual guide. Imagine on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, when the announcement will be made that, oh Ashiqi Rasul, oh the lover of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam, come. You refuse to recite the 50 time Durud-e Pak with me, with love, with muhabbat. Come, shake the hands of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam, subhanallah. We cannot imagine that time, mashaAllah azza wa jalla. How beautiful it would be to be holding the Mubarak hand, the blessed hand, the most beautiful hand, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. My dear Islamic brothers and sisters, let us make intention as always we are making intention. In all our silsilas, in all our ijtama'at, gatherings of Dawud Islami, we are trying to inculcate this system of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to make intention for good deeds. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we make intention that whatever we are doing here is for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. Whatever we learn, we pass on to our fellow Muslim brothers out there. Whatever, inshallah azza wa jalla, whenever we mention the name of Allah, we praise Allah azza wa jalla. When we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we will recite durood salawat. Likewise, we can make so many other intentions, that inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, that we will try to sit in the silsila from the beginning to the end. We are always hoping that you don't leave any silsila. Of course you cannot sit 25 hours around the clock on Madani Channel. But whenever you have the opportunity, make it a daily set time, daily routine, that I give so many hours for Madani Channel. So try to sit from the beginning to the end, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habibullah. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, we've covered some aspects about this important topic of Neki Ki Dawat. And today we're going to work on another aspect of one of these things of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhuhu al-Kareem. He has also stated that, please listen carefully, it's a very important point, and this point affects many of us out there, and it can make a change. Just this one sentence of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu ta'ala, it can make a change, a revolution within ourselves. It says that the heart, that heart that does not consider good as good, that heart that does not consider good as good and evil as evil, it will be turned upside down. That heart does not consider good as good and evil as evil will be turned upside down, as the things inside a bag, when turned upside down, they fall and they scatter. Hadith number of Yusuf, inshallah. We do not consider good as good and do not consider evil as evil. We'll be turned upside down. As things are turned inside a bag, when turned upside down, they fall and scatter. How many times it happens to us? You know, when what do you mean by turn upside down? You have a bag, you have a packet, you have a bag and you traveling from A destination to B destination. And you go to the counter for departure, and you hand over your bag. And when you reach your destination, you receive your bag. And when you open your bag, you see, oh, everything is upside down. How these people handle the bag? Why they handle the bag like this? Didn't they understand that this was fragile product? That these things could be, these are breakable items? So you found everything upside down. Everything upside down. And when you carried a packet and you was going somewhere and the packet was in the back of the car in your boot, and all of the driver was turning left and turning right and going up the hill and down the hill in the speed, hitting the bumps, and when you go to the packet you realize, oh man, everything is upside down. Food that was kept is upside down. Water was kept also upside down. Your lotion upside down. Everything upside down. So if you do not consider good as good and evil as evil, you will also be upside down. And this is what happens, my dear Islam brethren and viewers, I'm telling you, today's time and era, people don't want to consider good as good, or they don't want to consider evil as evil. Actually, this is the reality, because we are moving away from this reality. What reality? Of Neki Kidawat. We are moving away from Neki Kidawat. Invitation towards goodness and stopping the people from badness. Our life is moved away. We are totally gone. No focus. Upside down. Like the packet, like the bag. Our life is upside down. This is why we have so much of parishani. So much of difficulty, so much of musibat, so much of problems. Every day parishani is coming. Problems are coming. Difficulties are coming. Like mountain on top of your head. We can't take the pressure anymore. We can't take these difficulties anymore. We can't take this parishani anymore. The reason is because we're not considering good as good and evil as evil. This is why Allah Ta'ala ordered us to invite towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. Goodness must be good and badness must be bad. You can't make opposite and you can't make mixed masala. This is why today in these sultanas we are making mind, my dear son. Brother, I mean, look at the saying of Hazrat Sayyidina Ali Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. MashaAllah, what a beautiful example he's given us. Like a bag or like a packet is upside down. We get upset. So actually we are upset. But we need to set up. But we don't want to set up. We want to be upset. The day when we start considering good as good and bad as bad, then inshallah tabarakatuh we won't be upside down. We'll be downside up. Yes, the proper system. By this time, we use the Malayan channel, we have to consider evil as evil and good as good. This is your first stepping stone towards invitation towards goodness, towards righteousness, towards the part of the oneness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, towards the finality of our beloved Rasul Alayhi Salaam. So, Alhamdulillah, this sister, we started with such a beautiful Madani pool from our leader of the believers, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, I hope that we try to consider good as good and evil as evil. You when you see good, it is good. Consider it good. Feel the good. Be happy. Nek, pious, good person, Allah conscious person, Sunnah following person, Tilawat of Quran person, Zikrullah Azza wa Jal person, good is good. Guna, backbiting, tail bearing, lies, ghibat, all these gunas, all these sins, adultery, watching movies, gambling, music, dancing, clubs, pubs, drugs, thugs. You consider evil as evil. You see it's evil, you say it's evil. You stop evil. You talk that it's evil. You think that it's evil. Stop evil. Talk about the evil. Think about the evil. You try your best according to your capacity. Previously we discussed about it. According to your capability. Good is good. Bad is bad. Don't be like the person who thinks good is not good. And bad is, evil is not evil. Then we are in this category. We are upside down. My dear Islam viewers, Madani channel, I hope we take this beautiful Madani pearl from Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. An Islamic brother from Babul Madina, Karachi has stated, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam, when we talk about Madani revolution, you will always see Madani channel, pop star, Muballigh Dawood Islami, General of the Police Department, Muballigh Dawood Islami, Doctor, Muballigh Dawood Islami, Lawyer, Muballigh Dawood Islami. He was a sinner. He was always committing guna. But look at the change today. Allah Ta'ala special rahmat upon him. Allah has special mercy upon him. He changed his life. He became nek. He became pious. He became namazi. He became the follower of the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Use this brain box. Allah Ta'ala gave us akal to understand that right is right and wrong is wrong. Take the example from those people who have changed their lives, especially in this Madani Mahal of Dawood Islami. We see it on a daily basis. Daily basis. People change their lives. So let's listen about this Islamic brother, Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnat, in this book of Call to Righteousness. He speaks about a brother from Babul Madina, Karachi. Babul Madina. He said that I used to abuse and quarrel with people. I used to abuse them, swear them, I used to quarrel them, fight with them. I was extremely fond of watching movies and dramas and na'udhubillah, listening to songs and music. I had wasted a large part of my life. I used to work as a driver. I had done my work. I sat in a room one day and I was listening to a sunnah inspiring bayan which was being televised on Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. He said, this speech was so wonderful. Put me trembling in khawf-e khuda, in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, causing me to feel remorse about my guna. I made tawbah in the court of Allah Ta'ala. I pledged to follow the path of the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, so much so that when the announcement of 30 days tarbiyati ijtima in itikaf, 30 days tarbiyati itikaf in the holy month of Ramadan took place with persuasion, somebody did an infadi koshish on me to attend it as it was made on Madani channel, also I immediately made an intention of attending itikaf, responding positively. I went to it, acting upon my intention, and he says, now I am reaping the barakah and blessings of itikaf in the global Madani markaz of Dawood Islami, Faizani Madina, Babul Madina, Karachi. And he also says, I made intention to travel the 12-month Madani kafila after the itikaf. So, good company, good result. Bad company, bad result. If you want to see a change, my dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, you want to see a real change. You want to go towards Neki Ki Dawah, towards invitation towards goodness, stopping people from badness, call towards righteousness, then you need to be in that company. Because the more you stay in that company, then inshallah tabarakutala you will feel the change. But if you move away from this company, if you move towards bad company, you will not get change. Like a person one day, a person was walking on the street. He works in a perfume shop. Okay, very good example. Our ulama always give this example, but I repeat, it's for our benefit. person goes to the, he works in a perfume shop, and when he walks on the street, all the people meet him and they say, oh, mashallah, what a good khushbu you have. What a nice smell. What a nice perfumed smell you have on you. He said, but I never apply perfume on me. I said, I never apply perfume on me. And how is it possible you have this khushbu, so beautiful smell? He thinks, he says, no. Actually, I work in the company of perfume. Yes, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Malaysia, so I work in the company of perfume. Maybe, whilst working, maybe the perfume rubbed off onto my clothes. Maybe the perfume rubbed off onto my clothes. This is why I get the good smell. You understand? You understand about nekiki dawat, about invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. If you keep in that company, people will notice, really. People will see the difference. Ammi Jan will see the difference. Abu will see the difference. Family members will see the difference. Nana will see the difference. Dada will see the difference. Whole neighborhood will see the difference. Then he used to be a sinner. And now he's keeping beard. And he's reading namaz. And he's reading Imam Sharif. What happened to him? Actually, Madani revolution happened to him. He kept in the company of perfume. You keep in the perfume, keep in company of perfume, keep in the company of perfume. Inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, very soon the perfume will rub onto you, onto your clothes. The smell will come. And inshallah, sawajanda, you will get the real madani perfume. The real ishq of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The real ishq of Allah tabarakhu ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And inshallah, sawajanda, once you get perfume there, there's no turn back. One way ticket, inshallah, because we want to fight shaitan. Our enemy is shaitan. He don't want us to think. At this moment you're watching Madani channel, we're talking about nekiki dawat, invitation towards goodness, stop the people from badness, come towards masjid, come towards salah, come towards success, come towards sunnah, come towards ijtama'at, come towards Madani itaqaf, come towards our itaqaf in 30 days, Bab al-Madina Karachi, giving examples. Shaitan don't want you to hear all these things. So he'll tell you, alright, what are you sitting in the Madinah channel? Come. Let's go outside and play cricket. Oh, come, let's go play soccer. Am I right? It's happening? Yes, it's happening. It happens. Because this is the job of shaitan. He takes you away from goodness. And he attracts you towards badness. He don't want you to go near the perfume shop. Because once you get perfumed with the love of Allah Ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, it means a fight to shaitan. That's what it means. So how is going to allow you? So you watching the book, watching the silsila, you learning about this booklet of Amir al-Sunnah, the call towards righteousness. Don't leave these silsilas. Keep close to these silsilas. Keep connected to them. Understand them. Practice them. Pass the message on. Give nekiki dawah to your family members, to your children, to your mother, to your father, to your brothers, to your sisters. Give them nekiki dawah. Invite them towards goodness. Because you are a preacher. Every silsila we talk about, you are a preacher. I'm a preacher. All of us are preachers of Islam. It's obligatory for us to pass this message. Not if we want, or we're thinking about it, or we let you know. No. There's no choice. You have to do. You must do, and you will do, inshallah. You're the best nation amongst all those nations that appear to mankind. Because you invite people towards goodness and you stop them from badness. You try, if you imagine. Okay. Perfume we already discussed about. Now let's talk about the opposite of perfume. Person is working in a dead bin truck. Huh? You know the truck that goes from street to street and they come to pick up all your dead in the many countries. Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, UK, America, South Africa. They have a special truck to go from street to street and then they pick up the dirt and they put the truck and the truck goes forward and picks up the dirt and put in the truck from street to street. They do it. What happens? You see the dead bin truck. You know they're so intoxicated with the smell. You know when you ever walk past a dead bin truck? All viewers of Madinah, I'm talking to you. Have you ever walked past a dead man truck? What happens? As soon as you walk past the truck, the smell is too much. You can't take it. You want to block your nose. It's putrid. It's bad. It stinks. It clungs. So you don't want to go near the dead man truck. But you see a friend there. He's waving hand to you. Hey, it's me. Yeah, you block your nose, but you greet. First day you greet. Second day you greet. Third day you say, yeah, what is let me go and greet. So I greet. And then you start shaking hands with him. And after shaking hands with him, the smell also comes in your hand. Now you're greeting him, you're talking to him. You know, dead men truck, even they eat in the truck. If they drink in the truck, it doesn't make any difference for them. But we will never eat near the truck. We will not drink near the truck. We don't want to walk near the truck. We don't want to talk near the truck. We want to walk in the opposite direction of the dead men truck. The one that keeps the junk, the smell, the garbage. But he's your friend. One time, two times, three times you meet. Now eventually you stand next to him and talk to him. Because you're getting addicted to the smell. For you it doesn't make any difference anymore. People might see he's doing wrong. He's doing wrong. He's by the dead man's truck all the time. They're watching him. They can see. This guy's doing wrong. And look at him. He doesn't want to listen. He's not getting away. Eventually you'll be thinking, no, they are wrong. You won't consider bad as bad. You won't consider evil as evil. You won't consider good as good. He's sitting in the company. He's eating in the company. Drinking in the company. Walking in the company. Talking in the company. He becomes so intoxicated with the bad smell that people want to stay away from him. Bad company, bad result. Like guna, like sin. You want to come at guna, you keep in the company of sin. Sinful things, sinful people, sinful environment. And you become a sinful person. And you'll be full of this bad smell and dirt. Which will destroy you. Like the person who went towards the dead man's truck. So, you want to be from the perfume shop? Or you want to be from the dead man's truck? You choose. Because this is a reality. Today is no 50-50 story. You're either in love with Allah and His beloved Rasulullah, or you're in the opposite direction. You choose. Because we have to find a path. Shaitan is not leading us. He don't want us to go towards the perfume shop. He wants us to go towards the dead man truck. He wants to pull us. He keeps pulling us. And how he does it? Alcohol, drugs, prostitution, gambling, music, drugs, club, pubs, thugs, backbiting, tail bearing. No neki ki dawat. No call towards righteousness. No stopping people from bad deeds. No talking about bad deeds. No talking to people about bad deeds. No thinking about bad as bad. No thinking about good as good. So he keeps on dividing. He puts them on one side. Keeps on putting them on one side. Whilst the rahmat of Allah is taking people towards His mercy, towards the perfume shop. Shaitan is taking us towards the dead man's truck. Towards the place of stink and smell and garbage. You have to choose. Alhamdulillah, my dear Islam, in these difficult times, Dawud Islam is the perfume shop. Too much of solution Dawud Islam offers for you. Especially for this maqsad of Neki Ki Dawud. You come towards Dawud Islam, the perfume shop, and you get yourself perfumed, please. You try to leave the sins, make pakka intentions, proper intentions at the bottom of the heart, that Ya Allah, I want to leave this guna. I want to leave this sin. And I want to go towards this perfume shop, Dawud Islami. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we got too many types of perfumes. You know? Dawud Islami has too many types of perfumes. You want a strong one? You want a cool one? You want a heavy one? We got all types of perfumes. Every perfume has a speciality. Yes, in Dawud Islami, too many departments. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Almost 100 plus departments. Too many perfume shops we are offering to the public. You come and you take something from there. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will receive such a beautiful injection. What injection? Not that injection you go to the doctor. No. This special injection. Injection of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You come, inshallah, you will see some attraction. You know, in our example, Ishtama. Ishtama of Dawud Islami, we start off with Surah Mulk. It is a perfume of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Quran Majid, it gives out ishq, it gives out the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Then not, subhanallah, the perfume of the praise of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Bayan, also a perfume to shine you, to redesign you, and to change your lifestyle. Mubalighin come out there and they give you those bayans of Neki Ki Dawat. Change, complete change. And then, subhanAllah, Zikrullah Azza wa Jalla. Allah, Allah, how beautiful you are. Those who are in Dawud Islami and who have attended and watched Madani channel, you know what I'm talking about. The feeling that ishq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when you make the dhikr of Allah. And subhanAllah, the dua in the court of Allah. We are sinful, committing so much of guna. So much of sin. And we need some of these perfumes to wash us out, to take us away from the from the sea of, from the sickness of sins, and take us toward the love of Allah and the beloved Rasul. Then salatu salam, another portion of the love of the beloved Rasul. So many departments, only one department is that I discussed. So we got too many perfumes we're offering you. After the Ijtima Madani Halka, after Halka Ijtima Itaqaf, right up to the next morning, we sit in our Faizan Madina, then we get up with Tahajjud, Ishraq, Chas, Ababin, and SubhanAllah, after Fajr we have Fajr Halka, where we recite, where we make the tilawat of Quran, and then we do the translation from Kanzul Iman, and then we read the Tafsir, Nurul Ilfan, Khazairul Ilfan, all the different tafasir. We go through them, and it's time for us then to read the Ababin, Shas Namaz, and then we go home. So many types of perfumes. So in good company, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, good result. In the bad company, bad result. My dear time, you, please, come to our perfume shop. Okay? Today, when they were saying, today if you're watching Madan Chali, you're saying, hey, man, we heard about perfumes, but this Mubalik is talking about something else. It's a unique perfume. So much so, when you get this perfume, it perfumes the external body and also the internal body. It perfumes the ruh, the soul. Complete, you'll be perfumized. Complete. Internal, external, ironed, shined, and redesigned into the love of Allah and His beloved Rasulullah. So you keep watching Madani channel, and only Madani channel. Okay? You don't do anything else. You try. You put off all other channels. I know. Many channels. You press the button, you got too many choices. Please, make one choice. The right choice. The best choice. Madani channel. Allahu Akram. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Aya Dawud Islami teri zoom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.